Hayden, can you just talk about earning your first career brace on senior day?
Yeah, no, it was definitely really special. I think in my entire career, goals have been far and few between, but to be able to do it on senior night and salvage a draw in the end, I think it was a really good feeling.
And then reflecting on your career as a whole now that it is senior day, you joined the season in Nylund's first. Can you talk about the growth just from that to now?
Yeah, no, I wasn't even one of Nylund's recruits when I first showed up here, and I was worried that I wouldn't be one of his guys, but he's, you know, really taken me under his wing since then and really seen the development of the team from a personal standpoint and a team standpoint since 2020, and we're looking to hit the heights we hit last season.
Yeah, and then for this game, can you talk about just your team's resilience among the maybe controversial decisions and some of the frustration in the second half especially?
Yeah, I think this team has a lot of character. We've shown it a couple times this season. We showed it last week on the road at Colgate, getting a last-minute winner. We showed it today. We've shown it in the past. It was tough. There was a couple decisions we felt didn't go our way and that they should have. But like I said, it really shows the character of this team to kind of push through that barrier and find a result.
Yeah, and then last question for me. Can you just talk about the energy from the crowd, given that it was senior day?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Everybody's parents were here, friends, family. It was really nice. That type of support really gets us going and helps us and helped us get over the line today. So hopefully more of it in the future.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Coach, just your thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, it was an interesting game from start to finish, and you know, a lot of different moments. Good point. I think it's a tough point. Had goals called back. But you can't really do anything about that. But a 2-2 draw, you know, and find a goal late to take that point, it's a big point. They're a tough side. Obviously, they're playing a man down for the last 20, 25. I don't know the exact time, but, you know, there might have been more on the table, but we got to move forward and prepare for Navy. But, you know, when we wanted to kind of play in our rhythm, and I thought we were good, and at times we slowed it down, and I don't know if we needed to, but you know, we take the point. Good team performance for the majority of it. I don't know like what the stats were, but I felt that we kind of controlled the majority of it even before the red card, and then obviously with the red card, they're now in a lower block, so it gave us a lot more possession. But, yeah, take the point, and we move forward.
Yeah, and then for this senior day specifically, many of those honored joined BU in your first season. Can you talk a bit about their growth and that of the program, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think four of those guys came in 2020, and so to see them now as super seniors, as like we call them, it's been great to see them mature and be ambassadors and major parts of our program. What we've continued to do over their, you know, 4/5 year career, and so they're a massive part of this. And you know, it was good to honor them before the game and see all their families back, because it's a day for the program. So it was really special.
And then for Aiden Bone, having a pretty good game on his senior day, can you talk about him too?
Yeah, I mean, Aiden, I think he's been really good this year. Obviously, Bono went down hurt early in the season, and we knew we had the two of them, and then, you know, a lot more than falls on Aiden in terms of minutes, and KK, and a couple other guys through rotation. But Bone has been awesome this year. And so I'm really happy to see his hard work paying off in his senior campaign. And so to see some goals today, and you know, he's already scored some this year, but I was thrilled for him. He's everything that our program stands for, and he represents us every day on and off the field. So he's the man.
Yeah, and then my last question, lots of frustration just obviously with the goals being called back and then maybe some chances not going in, lots of chances not going in. What does it mean, though, to have been able to equalize despite all of that?
Yeah, it's a big equalizer late in the game to get a point out of it, right? Because there's 3 points on the table, and so that swing goes against you. So it's a massive goal. It's a massive resiliency by the group and team effort. And to your point, yeah, there was a couple called back prior to. So to finally get one, it felt really good, and I was happy for the guys. And so we continue to move forward. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.